With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump addressed a campaign rally in Iowa on Saturday and issued a warning for the people who make America's cars.
Those auto workers, they can get there. Whatever deal they make is no good because you're not going to have any car making in 2 years if they win. If they win the election, you won't be making any cars here. People don't know. We lost over 50% of our car manufacturing business over the last 30 years with stupid politicians. It went to Mexico, went to Canada, and it went to China and lots of other places and Japan.
Early polling of likely Iowa caucus participants indicate Mr. Trump has a big lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Biden's recent meeting with China's Xi Jinping helped reduce tensions between the U.S. and China, but serious challenges remain. We hear more about that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said the U.S. has real differences with Beijing about a level economic playing field and protecting intellectual property.
We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
He told leaders at the APEC summit in San Francisco why it's important for the U.S. and China to be on good terms.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Survivors of Nazi atrocities joined with young Jewish activists in Paris yesterday to sound the alarm about a resurgence of anti-Semitic hate speech, graffiti, and abuse linked to the Israel-Hamas war. France has the largest Jewish population outside of the U.S. and Israel, and the Western European continent's largest Muslim population, too. Sugar prices are going up. That's due partly to production shortfalls from key exporters in India and Thailand, and that is due to the weather. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape to this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years. And it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown is president and CEO of Open Doors US.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee emissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. Some critics point to the contrast in the president's attitude toward illegal immigration, especially at the southern border. This is SRN News. British medical leaders authorizing the world's first gene therapy treatment for sickle cell disease.
It's a move that could offer relief to thousands of people with the crippling illness. The Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency has approved Casgevy, the first medicine licensed using the gene editing tool CRISPR that won its makers a Nobel Prize in 2020. The medicine was approved for patients with sickle cell and thalassemia. Both diseases are caused by mistakes in the genes that carry hemoglobin. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities in New York City say they've made the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods, consisting of handbags, shoes, and other luxury merchandise valued at more than $1 billion. The U.S. Attorney's Office says two people have been charged with trafficking the knockoffs from a New York City storage unit. This is SRN News.